This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Strategies for a living, that is. Welcome. Welcome, folks, into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking for a map.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
We're going to focus on living fully today. And you know, that actually does take a lot of courage, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yes.
And, you know...
Because to live fully means to be fully you.
Absolutely.
Which can be, you know, quite intimidating in today's society and the restrictions we might feel are imposed.
And therefore the restrictions we
place on ourselves.
Place on ourselves. So we're actually going to look at how to live fully and give a map, a mindset, action, perspective, MAP.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I thought that kind of unified the ideas that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. So. And I mean, the things that we're going to focus on today, if you can install them.
Yes.
They will. If you can install them into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
They can literally, and they can change your life.
Big time.
And I don't think I'm overselling that.
No, because the things that we play over and over in our head become our life, become our world, the world we see through.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, if you can add a couple that, you know, are more positive, that can greatly change your life.
Absolutely. And I'll give a little hint before we go to break here.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I imagine we're going to spend a little time on because it has to do with fear.
Yep.
And fear is such a, well, it's such a stopper, mm-hmm. if you will, for a lot of us. And so we're going to talk about the courage to live fully today on Strategies for Living. And we're providing a map, mindset, action, perspective. That's today on Strategies for Living. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Back in a minute with Strategies.
find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the courage to live fully today, providing a map, mindset, action, and perspective. Living fully.
Yeah.
Okay, so, man.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you say it, living fully, who doesn't want to, right?
Well,
but how many of us know what that really means, living fully?
Right. I mean, I think when you say that, at the heart of living fully, which is to really grasp the idea that we are in life, this limitless information experience,
right,
means that we first have to be ourselves fully. In other words, we have to be you full,
right,
in order to live full.
Be you full.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, to do that in itself is a lot of internal work and a lot of internal clearing to allow the full you to come through. Which
How many of us do you think do that?
You know, yeah. I hate to put the number, my guesstimate, 10%.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
What would your guess be?
Lower.
Lower?
Yeah.
I think
if it were 10%, Lauren, we would see a changed world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair.
My guess, and again, I'm not being pessimistic here.
No.
I want to be realistic, and you know, I want to be positive, but I also want to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And to be real, you know, based on the last 30 plus years of living in the counseling room, trying to help others and myself, you know, grow.
Mm-hmm. And therefore live fully.
And therefore live fully.
And be full.
And be full.
Of themselves.
I can honestly say that I've encountered a lot of people that, you know, just don't understand what living fully is really about.
Well, and we're just so detached, right? I mean, even the idea that we don't consider that our bodies are of the earth.
Right.
Are extensions of the earth.
Right.
Right. And so in doing so, we detach from the earth, but it's the same concept. You're detaching from self then.
Right.
You're not seeing the whole unifying force.
And what makes that, and this leads us to the first sentence, which is fear, which is about fear, you know, we said. And fear, the first sentence that we want to talk about is fear doesn't stop death. It stops life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
because we can't stop. I mean, as far as we know and understand it, as humans, right, we can't stop death.
Right.
Right. But we can certainly stop life, and we do that quite often.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, life is, may sound very trite, but it's so important. Life is for living.
Yep.
And many of us may live 50, 60, 70 years. But do we really live? And I mean,
you may exist for 50, 60, 70 years, but are you living?
So I don't want anyone to hear me, you know, in a judgmental way. I'm coming at this more as a curious way.
Right.
You know, and so I'm asking you, and I mean, you may be talking to your radio right now and say, well, heck yeah, I'm living fully. Okay, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Keep it up. We need you.
And but I think, you know, I'm guessing that we are so bound by fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not picking on anything, but we've just come through a major election, right?
Yep, which stirred up and, a whole bunch
of fear
stuff.
Oh my goodness. I mean and
both sides.
Both sides use fear. Religion uses fear.
Yep.
There's a lot of institutional fear, if you will.
Right. Well, because fear is a great way
to
control.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so,
if you can get some, I mean, look at any of the commercials, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's their gut punch.
That's their go-to.
You need to be afraid that this is going to break or that this is going to happen, but we've got the solution.
F-E-A-R,
mm-hmm.
False expectations appearing real. The other way to look at it
mm-hmm.
is F-E-A-R, face everything and respond.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sentence number two.
Okay.
If it costs you your peace, it's too expensive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Say that one again.
If it costs you your peace,
yeah,
it's too expensive.
Yeah. Our peace is priceless, in other words.
Yeah.
And I'm going to phrase this one, both homonyms of peace work here.
Okay.
If it costs you your peace, your inner P-E-A-C-E.
Right.
Your inner, you know, solitude and contentedness.
Right.
It's definitely too expensive.
Yeah.
And also, if it costs you your peace, your P-I-E-C-E, your peace, your piece of who you are.
Yeah.
If you have to abandon or give up a piece of who you are, that's way too expensive.
Yeah.
And that, it doesn't just cost you, by the way. It's not expensive just for you.
Yeah.
If it costs you your peace, either form, it's expensive and it costs all of humanity.
Yeah.
If we could really see that, and really internalize just that idea that to abandon myself or to give up my own values or to give up my peace, my inner peace, is actually costing the world its peace.
Years ago, I had a life strategist on who authored a book. Wasn't actually, you know, my favorite book in the world because it was very... academic, too academic, but I loved the title.
Yeah.
Her name was Margaret Paul, and the title of the book is Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You?
Right.
And as I said, I mean, it was okay. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little too, I wished it was a little less academic than it was. But I love that title.
Yep. Yeah.
And that title, is something that I think we need to ask ourselves, you know, do I have to give up me in order to be loved by you? That you could be an individual. It could be a family member. It could be an institution. It could be community, whatever.
Church, whatever.
But it's a great question to ask ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in the grand scheme of things, if you do have to give up you to earn some physical on a physical plane, love and affection.
Yeah.
You're actually depleting the whole.
Yes.
You're actually, you know, taking away from all of us.
Most definitely.
Because
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
It's in our, like, all of us, all of our best interest that we all be here to be who we are in our fullest capacity.
Right. The next sentence is, people only see the decisions you make, not the choices you had. People only see the decisions you made, not the choices you had. Mm. To me, this one is, you know, it's so easy to take shots, right? Yeah. And man, do we do that now with the advent of social media.
Yep. Why did you
with
do that?
Facebook and X and Instagram and all of that? Man, we take our shots, don't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah, we can sit behind a computer screen and not have to see the feel the effects.
But this one reminds us, mm-hmm. you know, okay, people will see the decisions that I've made, but they don't see the choices that I had in my life. Mm-hmm. And so that hopefully gives us pause.
Yeah.
Step back and think about, wonder what it was like to walk in that guy's shoes.
Right. You know, it kind of reminds me of this, you know, like the idea that somebody's working maybe a job that is not considered a good job, perhaps.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you don't know how many mouths they have to feed.
Absolutely.
That sort of
I love this next one. Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Yes. I love this.
Isn't that great?
It's so obvious.
All right, let me say that again. Yeah. Let me say it again. and let's all listen to it mm-hmm. very carefully. Never take criticism from someone you would not take advice from.
Yep.
Man, if we could get that one in,
if we could wrap our heads around that, it makes so much sense when you say it.
Yeah.
But then to recognize it in your everyday life, to remind yourself
and keep it front and center.
Keep it in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of there's a song that I have recently found, and one of my favorite lines from it, it gives me pause every time. It says, you know, we stopped asking directions to places they've never been.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So in other words, stop asking for advice. Stop asking for advice or criticism to people who are not where you want to be.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Who have no idea where you need to go.
Let me get one more in before break. The magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you're looking for is in the work you are avoiding. Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's Jung's got a quote similar along those lines.
Sounds pretty Jungian to me. Yeah. we're talking about the courage to live fully today. And we're providing a map, mindset, action, perspective. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We've got a lot more to share, a lot more to come. So stay right where you are. We'll have more Strategies for Living coming back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
You found it right here on 1017 FM 710 Keel.
What was that?
One ear was listening to the jingle. The other ear was who knows where.
Yeah. I got you.
I need a map.
Well, we got some.
Yeah. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. We're talking, Lauren and I are talking this evening. I'm David McMillan. She's Lauren Leon McMillan. We're talking about the courage to live fully. And we're talking about some sentences that can help you there. You could call them strategies, I guess.
Yeah, if absolutely. You want to. They're strategies.
And
they're,
if you install these, they kind of are a map.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we talk all the time about how in those first, 7 years of life, we get installed a bunch of lines of programming about how to be in the world, how to interact with the world, how... which are just these simple sentences and phrases that get triggered, right?
Yep.
And so in the work of wrestling with perhaps those lines of programming that are no longer serving you, it's just as important, if not more important, I might argue, to be able to add in back lines of programming that you want, that are yours.
Right.
And so these can serve as those lines of programming, if you wish.
All right. I love this next one.
Okay.
Ships are safe in the harbor, but that's not what they're built for.
Mm. Now, that one is a quote. That's John Shedd.
I think.
Yeah, because, we pick out a thought of the day for our young man every
morning. We do, every morning.
This was one that I used, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And so if I'm remembering correctly... It's John Shedd, who's an author, businessman, fellow, or it's attributed to him anyway.
Okay, I like it.
Still, a great quote, a great idea nonetheless.
And again, it ties back into something we were talking about last segment is, are we fully living?
Right. It's also relating to comfort zones, right?
Right.
And we're not meant to stay there. And I always, talk about learning happens on the edge of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's an edge there where, you still have some footing. You're not incredibly uncertain.
Right.
But there is a level of uncertainty.
Right.
And at that level is where true learning and growth happens. And then can you expand beyond that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. So, a lot of us don't realize and don't embrace how strong we really are, how much we're capable of, even how much stretching, you might even call that pain, right?
Yep.
That we can endure on that edge,
absolutely,
if you will.
Yeah. And it's about just like training, you train muscles, right? When you strength train.
Yeah.
You stretch and it hurts, right? But each time you get to grow and grow.
And you get stronger.
Stronger. And your ability to push through and persist, gets longer. Your tolerance. You can be there for longer.
I like this next one. Ambition without action turns into anxiety. Ambition without action turns into anxiety.
That's a good one. That's a good one to remember.
Yeah.
In those moments of feeling anxious or restless,
yep.
It's about, okay, what am I, what have I got on the back burner? What am I dreaming
of? That maybe
of?
Needs to be what put can, more on the front burner.
Yeah, what right. do I need to move? What needs to be moving right now? Because right. there's a lot in anxiety, I think about, there's a lot of internal movement going on, right? There's a lot of itchiness maybe. And so that's movement.
Right.
And so it's almost like anxiety is your body's way of asking for that movement.
Right.
Some energy needs to be moved.
Yeah. And you know, we usually think about anxiety or stress as a quote unquote bad thing.
Mm.
But a little stress, a little anxiety can move us, can motivate us. It needs to be controlled. We generally, when we think about stress, we think about distress, mm-hmm. but there's also another kind of stress.
Right.
It's called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, eustress. And that's the kind of stress that will stretch you, that puts you on the edge, you know?
Yeah.
And lets you take those risk. And take those chances mm-hmm. that will grow you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's another one. To live a life most people don't, you must be willing to do what most people won't. Let me say that again. To live a life most people don't, you must be willing to do what most people want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, extraordinary lives require extraordinary choices.
Right.
But it also reminds me of the idea that, you know, we all often say that we have a calling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've always liked the idea that, okay, you have a calling. It's your calling.
Yeah.
It's not calling anybody else.
Right.
Nobody else is going to hear your calling.
Right.
And so it's important that, you know, in your seeking of, and when I say calling, it doesn't mean a big career or your life's purpose.
Yeah.
A calling can be in the internal, you know, in the small moments of life where you hear the voice that says, you know, turn left.
Yeah.
And you usually turn right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, even though that seems strange and nobody else would do that, right? Maybe you, it would take longer to go around the block if we're talking literally you're turning left in that moment. But who knows what that may lead to.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's important to really go within and start trusting that internal voice, your internal calling.
Well, you know what internal voice I'm hearing right now as I'm
should
hearing
I be
you.
Concerned?
Yeah, you really should. I'm hearing Kermit.
Uh-huh.
No, I am. And the rainbow. I'm hearing
yeah.
Kermit the Frog.
Why do so many
sing the Rainbow Connection?
Mm-hmm.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Mm-hmm. Rainbows are visions, but only illusion.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Right.
And rainbows have nothing to hide,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It it goes on, you know, what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see?
Mm.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Yeah.
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 And it's
So I'm hearing Kermit. Does that sound weird?
No, not at all. No, and I mean, if we think about all the people that we admire for living extraordinary lives.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done, likely, their steps to get there have been extraordinary.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to stand out, to look goofy at first, right?
Yeah. That's called risk.
Right.
Taking risk.
Right. And here's the deal. If we're here to truly each be fully ourselves, and we each are unique expressions of the individuation of the universe, right?
Yep.
Then that means we're all going to be unique, and we're all going to be unique ways, unique pathways.
Yep.
Within life. And so that means that we can't seek out to, I mean, we can walk alongside each other for a while and support each other.
Yep.
But we've all got our own pathways to create. Right. And none of them are wrong. None of them are bad. It's just
it's ours.
Yeah, it's ours. It's ours to co-create.
You can do anything, but not everything. Focus. You can do anything, but not everything. Focus.
Yeah.
This is so important.
It is. And yeah. This is one that I've had to remind myself of throughout my life.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I was one of those people like, I want to do everything, but you can't.
You can't. That's impossible.
Know? Yeah.
That's one of the things that life is about. It's about forced choices, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to make some choices in this life.
Right.
You know, Do I want to be a plumber? Do I want to be a doctor? Do I want to be a lawyer? Or, you know, do I want to be, I don't know, a taxi driver?
Right.
You get to choose.
Whatever. Yeah. And you can, and even within those, you can choose sets of skills.
Right.
To focus on in the moment. And then to combine in your own unique life, however that may turn out to be.
If you want to make the wrong decision, ask everyone. If you want to make the wrong decision, ask everyone. You know, it's so many of us spend so much of our energy asking others, what should I do?
Yep. What would you do?
What would you do? Mm-hmm. Give me some advice.
Yep.
I want the magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me where to go.
Tell me. And you know, the problem is there are a tremendous number of people who are willing to tell you exactly how to live your life down to the dot, right?
They'll tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I guarantee you won't be content if you do it even down to the dot that they give you.
Right.
Because it won't be yours.
Because it's not yours.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go back to the idea that we're all unique harmonic expressions, right?
Yeah.
And so what that means is not a single one of us has the same path, the same expression at all. And so if you're going to ask, you can ask everyone for what they would do, but likely all that's going to do is confuse you and leave you stuck in indecision.
And I'm not saying that it's not good sometimes to ask for some advice.
Yeah.
But balance. Be balanced with it.
And here's what I would suggest, okay? If you are going to go out and take the surveys, go for it. But before you go out and take the surveys, ask yourself first. Just really spend some time with your heart, write down what comes to you first, and then go survey.
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
Go for it.
But go to yourself first and then see what comes out.
Yeah. Talking about the courage to live fully today here on Strategies for Living and giving a map, mindset, action, perspective. What a way to strategize, right? Here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Stay with us. Come back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference.
Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab strategies.
Yeah, we got some right here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. As we talk about the courage to live fully today and giving a map, mindset, action, perspective. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go any place without a good map, can you?
No. Yeah. And, you know, these are just some ideas, right? But the true map is within you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, here's another one. Those who don't move won't notice their chains. This one hits home some, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those who don't move won't notice their chains. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So I think that really speaks to some self-awareness. But you know what? It also reminds me of the idea that I think most people probably think I'm crazy when I say this, but the idea that our triggers are our gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Our triggers are our greatest opportunities in life.
Yeah.
Because when you are, quote unquote, triggered, right? When you have a strong reaction to something, that's like, why are you chuckling over there?
I'm remembering years and years ago.
Oh.
I was doing
doctor?
I was doing a group.
Trigger.
I was doing a group and
I know what you remember. A
cute little man had, you know, had just come into the unit. I was doing a group in a hospital setting. Mm-hmm. And the man came in during it was admitted and was, you know, it wasn't in the group from the beginning. Cute little man.
Mm-hmm.
He would come in and out of the hospital because he had some challenges that every so often the medicine needed to be adjusted. And I really liked him.
Yeah.
And and so I was familiar with him, but I was busy and man, I was on a roll and I was talking about triggers.
Right.
And he raised his hand and he said, "Excuse me, doctor." He said, "Trigger was a horse." And
it stopped me. It surprised me. And I said, you know, you're right. Group's over. Thank you.
That's it. You gave away the whole rest of my... I'm just overcomplicating things.
Trigger was a horse. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But those moments of intense reactivity are gifts and opportunities for us to really look at our chains.
Yeah.
To look at why is this strong reaction arising within me? What line of programming is arising? And what can I do? What do I want to do about it?
What do I want to do to break those chains? Yeah. Here's another one. It's okay to live a life most people don't understand.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the whole point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a summation of what we've been talking about.
And no one else has to understand it but you.
Yeah.
And the wholeness of one that you'll return to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone could only see your actions and not hear your words, what would they say your priorities are?
Ooh.
Yeah, this one really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
If someone could only see your actions, mm-hmm. what you do, not hear your words, what would they say your priorities are?
This is a good perspective shift for any of us to stop and contemplate, right? To really think about, okay, as I'm doing such and such, as I'm doing this, is it truly in alignment with what I say
mm-hmm.
are my values?
And what I want my values to be.
Yeah.
And are they in alignment? Do they line up?
And let me tell you this, your body is a great resource for this.
Yes, it is.
Right? Because as you do something that's out of alignment with your internal values, your body will tell you.
Yeah. Now, I want to warn people. Mm-hmm. If you've done this over and over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
your body will still do it, but it's going to do it so subtly that you may not notice it.
I think it will be subtle. But I don't know that that's the body's doing. I think that's our own detachment from the body.
Yeah, definitely.
You won't feel it because you've talked yourself out of it so much.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So that's one of the first pieces to that, is to get back into your body.
You can't have a new reality with an old mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a new reality with an old mentality.
Yep.
We've got to be willing mm-hmm. to look at our beliefs, the mm-hmm. stories that we tell ourselves, many of which were given to us.
Yep.
And we've really maybe never unpacked them mm-hmm. and made them ours, right?
Yeah. If I could pass any one thing on to everyone in the world, it would be the knowledge, the understanding that all of life as we experience it starts in what we think about it,
mm-hmm.
and what we say to ourselves about it. And everything else from there is it.
Yeah.
I mean, we see life through the stories that we tell ourselves.
Absolutely. They're our lenses. They're the lens through which we see and experience life.
It's the Wayne Dyer, right? I mean, the idea that it's not I'll believe it when I see it, but rather I'll see it because I believe it.
Exactly. Yeah. No risk, no story. No risk, no story. and again, that's kind of a summation of all of the ones that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Let me run down them real quickly.
Okay.
From the beginning. Fear doesn't stop death. It stops life. If it costs you your peace, it's too expensive. People only see the decisions you made, not the choices you had. Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. The magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Ships are safe in the harbor, but that's not what they're built for. Ambition without action turns into anxiety. To live a life most people don't, you must be willing to do what most people want. You can do anything, but not everything. Focus. If you want to make the wrong decision, ask everyone. Those who don't move won't notice their chains. It's okay to live a life most people don't understand. If someone could only see your actions and not hear your words, what would they say your priorities are? You can't have a new reality with an old mentality. No risk, no story. Pretty powerful stuff, this map. Right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a mindset, it's action, it's perspective, it's really...
They're thought-provoking ideas that can really change your entire life if you chew on them a bit.
It's the courage to live fully.
Yeah.
And who doesn't really want to do that, right?
I think we do.
We're here to live. Yep. The courage to live fully. And the map. Here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for Living Radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living, talking today about the courage to live fully and giving a map, a mindset, action, and perspective. And what's your takeaway from our time today, Lauren?
So overall, just the idea that living fully requires courage.
Yep.
Focus and a willingness to break free from fear, right? We talked about fear. We talked about comfort and external validation, right?
Yeah.
And so true fulfillment comes from aligning our actions with values,
yep.
embracing risk,
yep.
and being willing to do that inner and outer work to
yeah.
create a meaningful life.
Yeah.
It's like the guy 2,000 years ago said, it starts with the kingdom within you.
The kingdom of heaven is within.
Yeah.
And we've all got lots to do.
Going back in to listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to your own inner map.
Yep.
And is that map leading in you the direction you'd like to go?
Yeah.
If not, rewrite it.
And just like the fella said 2,000 years ago and implied, we can change the world.
Yes, we can.
If more of us change ourselves mm-hmm. in the way that that
world peace starts with inner peace.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The courage to live fully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today, folks. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this every day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.